little more serious note, we have 215,000 children who have experienced school shootings. 217 schools have been affected, 141 children killed in the last 20 years, 287 injured. And in this year alone, 2018, we've had 17 school shootings in this country alone. With us to talk about how do you deal with your children, how do you talk to your children about terrorism, is Carol Lieberman. Carol, Dr. Carol is a medical doctor, a psychiatrist, an author, forensic expert witness, a three-time Emmy Award winner, and she is referred to as the terrorist therapist, an author of Lions and Tigers and Terrorist, Oh My, the first book written about terrorism for kids. Dr. Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I remember fallout shelters and schools and fire and tornado drills, which were fun because we got to go in the hallway and you know, squat and put our hands over our head, and we weren't scared about those things. Are kids in school now afraid about school shootings?
Yes, they are. It is a little different. I mean, first of all, there were also the hide under your desk for the Cold War drills.
Right.
But there's something a little less personal about the Cold War or fire. Certainly they're dangerous, but when you compare that to a person, a school shooter or a 9/11 type terrorist, you know, coming into your school and aiming their gun at you or exploding a bomb, you know, that feels much more personal, and that's why that's more frightening.
So when you talk to your children, and I guess it's age appropriate, so we have kids who are in grade school, which is different than kids who are in high school, but your book is Lions and Tigers and Terrorists. Is that geared, what's the age group that it's geared toward?
It's 5 to 14, so elementary school and middle school. And that's because, although, yes, kids younger than 5 have, you know, seen things on television, have heard their parents talking, and so on, but when they get to school, when they start school, they also have their friends talking about things. And so, and you know, it's a very confusing topic. Even adults get confused about it, both school shooters and 9/11 type terrorists. And so between things they see on television and things they hear from their friends, they're just very confused and scared because, you know, they can't sort of wrap their head around it. And so that's why, certainly when they do get to school, you know, there's no way for parents to pretend that my kids, that's the thing. Parents, you know, tell themselves, oh, I don't want to talk to my kids about this because I don't want to scare them and because, you know, I might say something the wrong way and, you know, maybe these things will disappear and then they'll never have to know. And, of course, that's not true.
So can you give us a few bullet points of how you talk to your kids about school shootings, school violence, and terrorism?
Well, the first thing is to acknowledge to yourself that they have some ideas about these things and that lying to them about things makes it all the worse because then they not only are scared about school shootings and terrorists, but they realize that they can't trust their parents to tell them the truth about these things. So you start from that. I call it the birds and the bees talk for the 21st century because it's something that parents feel awkward about, but it's a fact of life. And so, you know, there are different ways to start the conversation. One way would be if there is something on the news and then you, take your child aside afterwards and you ask them, you know, what do they think about school shootings? What do they think about terrorists? Do you know what a terrorist is? And just kind of first broach the subject gently and see what, they already think they know and, you know, maybe they have undoubtedly have some misconceptions, but see what they think and see what they feel about it. In my book, Lions and Tigers, the first half of the book is for grown-ups, is for parents and teachers and school psychologists, and then and it's all about how to talk to them and how to answer their most frequently asked questions and 88 things that you can do to build resilience in kids. And then they're supposed to share the second half of the book, which is a picture book. And it answers things like, you know, it starts out with what is a terrorist? And I talk about how a terrorist is like the big bully on the playground. And about how, you know, terrorists are terrorists or school shooters, these are troubled people and unhappy people. And they're expressing their their angry feelings on other people because they're jealous, and I give a couple of other different kinds of reasons. I even talk about, you know, I talk about terrorists being radical Islamists, but I say they're not, or radical Muslims, and I say they're not like most Muslims who are peaceful. So the book isn't political. It goes, you know, it's very balanced in that terms, those terms. But I just bring up, I mean, I don't, in other words, I don't pussyfoot around. I get into talking about, you know, the things that they believe in and they, that they misinterpret the Quran and things like that. So that's one of the things, whether it's school shooters or 9/11 terrorists, parents need to realize that you can't just say that's a bad person. You know, he's a bad guy.
Well, it sounds like what you're doing is sort of using the horror of what has been going on to kind of educate kids on how to think about things specifically and also generally in a light that's fair. You know, that not everybody is a bad person and not everybody who's Muslim is a bad person, and to kind of sort out what really what's real and what's not real, which makes sense, using it as a learning experience.
Yes, and also, I talk about how, you know, I think that we can use terrorism as a, whatever its form, we can use terrorism, turn it into a positive in the sense that this is the reason, this is a good reason, and a now reason, why we have to build stronger nests in our family, you know, in terms of building resilience in children and in the whole, in the family as a whole or in the classroom as a whole. And, you know, kids want to know more than just he's a bad guy. They want to know why. Why is this school shooter? You know, why is this kid my age or a little older than me? Why is he coming in here with a gun? They want to know, you know, more than just, oh, well, you know, he's evil.
Dr. Carroll, I have literally 10 seconds, but we were talking just before you came on about a class that's being taught at Yale for how to be happy, and it's one of the most popular classes ever at Yale because kids are wildly depressed and the numbers are just staggering. In a very short period of time, can you summarize why you think college kids are so sad?
Yes, I was listening to your show, and it's because of all this. I was thinking that's a great introduction for this. It's because parents, teachers aren't talking to their kids about what's really going on in the world, and they're very confused. They're left alone. They feel very isolated, very confused, and like the world is going to end. And so, you know, and schools, like I've done a lot of talking and at conferences and so on with teachers and school psychologists. The schools aren't giving them any kinds of resources. They do these drills, and the kids cling to them, and they feel helpless as far as what to tell them. And so when they get to college, you know, but this is the result of this.
Dr. Carroll Lieberman, thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell our listeners how you would get the book, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, for educators and for parents, both?
Yes. First of all, you can get them in bookstores, you can get them online, and you can get them from my publisher's website, which is www.terrorismforkids.com.
Dr. Carroll Lieberman, thank you so much for joining us. Really important topic. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay.